It's time to go around Broadway with New York Times theater critic Charles Isherwood. Although New York is the epicenter of the American theater, a lot of what arrives on stages here is first seen at one of the country's many regional theaters. Two new musicals recently debuted in Southern California, and Charles has seen them. Hands on a Hard Body at the La Jolla Playhouse and Nobody Loves You at the nearby Old Globe Theater in San Diego. Hands on a Hard Body is a striking title, Charles. I dare not speculate. What's it about?
It's actually about a contest that takes place in Texas, wherein people are required to hold a hand on a Nissan pickup truck for as long as possible. Whoever lasts the longest wins the truck.
Whoever lets go last wins it.
Exactly.
Wow. And subject for a musical? I would think staging would be tricky because you can't move people around too well.
Exactly. They've set themselves something of a challenge here. It's an interesting group of collaborators, though. Doug Wright wrote the book. He's, of course, known for the Pulitzer Prize-winning I Am My Own Wife. The score is by Amanda Green and Trey Anastasio, who's one of the founding members of the band Fish, with a PH, of course. And here's the strange part. The choreographer is actually Benjamin Millepied, who's a very well-known ballet choreographer. And indeed, it is hard to, do much with a show in which basically the characters are standing still, holding onto a truck for much of the time, but they do the best they can, and it's actually quite an entertaining show.
There's some ambition in this group, too, because the word is that they're coming to Broadway. That was announced last week. And are they going to bring these same people with them, the members of the team, and anybody in the cast who's worth it?
Well, it's actually a very strong cast. This isn't a star-driven show by any means. It's an ensemble piece. Hunter Foster, who's done a lot of Broadway work, is one of the main characters. And Keith Carradine, who, of course, was seen on Broadway many years ago in the Will Rogers Follies, is also in the show. So I think it's a pretty solid cast, and it is indeed Broadway-bound. It's not your average Broadway show. There's no spectacle involved. There aren't big, choruses of dancing girls coming out around the truck. It sort of resembles the musical Once, which is on Broadway this year.
What's the concept behind Nobody Loves You?
That show is a bit lighter in spirit. Hands on a Hard Body is sort of quite serious in addressing the economic concerns that are, plaguing America today. Mm-hmm. Nobody Loves You is a spoof of reality TV shows, basically.
That sounds tricky. How do you spoof that?
Exactly. You'd think it would be beyond it. But they do a very good job of it. It's about this love connection contest that takes place. It's sort of a mix between The Bachelorette and Survivor. Nobody Loves You is the catchphrase with which the contestants are sent home when they're, when they're booted from the show.
Well, the first of the shows we mentioned, Hands on a Hard Body, is planning a Broadway run. Should Nobody Loves You enjoy that possibility, too?
I think I probably will come here. It's a chamber musical. It's much smaller in scale. But it could easily be done at one of the, many nonprofits here, and it has a lot of charm to it. I think it's a really fun show.
The two shows are Hands on a Hard Body and Nobody Loves You. Remember those names. You may be seeing them in Broadway lights soon enough. We go around Broadway with New York Times theater critic Charles Isherwood each week here on WQXR.